This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 and Ayman Rashad joins us in the studio for our Parliament updates. Ayman, what do you have for us?
Well, there was a lot of interest in the statement by Tun Dr. Mahathir over the weekend.
Yes.
When he invited all the Malay parties to join Bersatu, supposedly to unite the Malays. So we got comments from MPs across several parties. For example, Hishamuddin Hussein said that UMNO shouldn't dismiss the suggestion out of arrogance, because if it reduces politicking, then why not?
Perkara yang berkaitan dengan perpaduan, lebih-lebih lagi perpaduan umat Melayu, kita jangan takbur, kita jangan sombong, kita jangan angkuh kerana orang tengah memperhatikan kita. Kedua, dalam kita nak membincangkan kesatuan dan penyatuan umat Melayu dan ummah, penting juga kita memahami bahawa masyarakat ini merupakan masyarakat yang majmuk. Kita perlu mengambil kira semua sentimen. Yang penting sekarang ni, kalau ianya boleh membantu mengurangkan politik, alhamdulillah. Tapi kalau ianya akan mengeruhkan lagi keadaan, saya tak tengok mana-mana pihak yang mengambil penting kebajikan, kesejahteraan rakyat. Itu saya harap bahawa semua pihak mengambil kira, kerana at the end of the day, is the interest of the public and the country is at stake.
There's also a comment from the PAS Deputy President, Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man, who said that the UMNO-PAS cooperation is the real deal in terms of uniting the Malays.
Kita dalam muafakat, kita mengalu-alukan semua muafakat parti-parti politik. Ya. Tetapi kita memang konsisten bersama dengan UMNO dalam konsep penyatuan ini, sebab kita harus ingat bahawa UMNO masih lagi menjadi core kepada parti politik Melayu Islam di Malaysia. Gabungan dua parti ini sebenarnya asas. Dan kalau parti-parti lain, saya ingat dia harus melihat kepada kekuatan yang ada pada UMNO dan PAS. Bagi kita, penyatuan sebenar masih lagi bersama PAS dengan UMNO.
That was PAS Deputy President Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man. Were there also comments from Pakatan Harapan MPs?
Yes, the Defence Minister, Mat Sabu, who is from Amanah, he shared his thoughts and he said that it's logical for Bersatu to want to strengthen themselves as a party.
Memanglah parti politik, dia mahu partinya kuat biasa. Itu hak ahli parti yang lain lah untuk, walau bagaimanapun, orang-orang Melayu mesti ada kekuatan lah, terutama dalam Pakatan Harapan, supaya kerajaan dibentuk seimbang dan dilihat lebih kuat pada masa yang akan datang. Itu pelawaan Tun Mahathir adalah pelawaan yang logik.
The Minister of Agriculture and Agro-Based Industry, Datuk Salahuddin Ayub, who is also from Amanah, he also shared similar thoughts. But the Kuching MP from DAP, Kelvin Yee, called for the need to exercise caution and transparency when accepting new members into Pakatan.
I think at the end of the day, the general understanding among Pakatan Harapan was that any members, even invitation from the opposition side, will be properly vetted, will be properly screened to make sure that, number one, they do not have any underlying or baggages in terms of corruption and everything. So while the invitation was open, I think the main decision still has to come through the Presidential Council of Pakatan Harapan, and I do hope that the Presidential Council hold on to the agreement that all members should be vetted lah. While I understand the political importance of such move, but it should not come at the expense of principles of transparency, integrity, as well as against the democratic decision made by the people during the last election.
I also want to mention Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim, who is still waiting to hear about this himself from Dr. Mahathir. He said that it's not necessary for Bersatu to consult the rest of Pakatan Harapan, but in the spirit of the coalition, it's better if they did do so. So we heard that MPs from Pakatan is having a meeting this afternoon, so perhaps we'll get more updates about this.
And the Youth and Sports Minister, from what I understand, YB Syed Saddiq, had personally invited YB Khairi Jamaluddin on board Bersatu. Did Khairi give an answer today?
Yes, he did. And here's his brief response.
I'm quite happy where I am. Thank you.
All right. That was a thanks but no thanks if I ever heard one. I think that that entire lineup of MPs all weighing in basically very, very clearly stated, I think, where the parties are all lining up, but also they all said things that you would expect them to say.
Yeah, it's all very diplomatic, really. Like, they don't want to poke the hornet's nest or anything like that. It's all very clear what they want.
And so then, what were some highlights from within Dewan Rakyat?
Well, there was a question from Pengerang MP, Datuk Sri Azalina Osman Said, who asked for updates regarding the reinstatement of local government elections. The Deputy Housing and Local Government Minister, Raja Kamarul Bahrain Shah, said that local government elections won't be held in the near future, but they are in the midst of studying the required amendments and whatever processes are required in terms of implementation.
Kita masih di dalam proses menyediakan kertas untuk dibentangkan kepada Jemaah Menteri. Dan segala perbincangan dan juga kajian telah dibuat, comparative study dengan izin. Contoh-contoh yang dilaksanakan di negara-negara Commonwealth seperti Australia dan India dan non-Commonwealth seperti Amerika telah diambil kira. Dan ini akan merupakan sebahagian daripada kajian yang akan dikemukakan untuk pertimbangan. Keputusannya akan dibuat apabila ia dibentang kepada Jemaah Menteri yang kita jangka sebelum akhir tahun ini, insyaAllah.
So the ministry is expected to present the paper for cabinet approval by the end of this year. Datuk Sri Azalina and the Tampin MP, Datuk Dr. Hassan Bahrum, also brought up the issue of race relations.
Of course they did.
Yeah, because Tun Mahathir had said last year that if you do local government elections, that it might raise racial conflicts or widen the rural-urban divide. So the deputy minister responded by saying that they are considering all the possible implications by looking at things like case studies and consulting NGOs and other stakeholders to ensure that it's an inclusive process.
So I guess the question here for me is to hear from you guys also, because every time we talk about this, or whenever we're talking about something that isn't even necessarily about local government elections, the issue comes up of, well, if we had it, perhaps some problems would be more easily solved. So let us know. I mean, is this something that you wish your MPs would fight for a little bit harder in Parliament? The fact that local government elections might be headed our way soon, is this something you would welcome? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Aiman, were there any other updates that caught your attention?
Yes, the Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Hana Yeo, commented on an incident in Taiping where a teenage couple was arrested for a murder case. The victim was a brother of one of the suspects. YB Hana said that she doesn't know the full details of the investigation, but the case does demonstrate the need to focus on strengthening the family unit.
Sekarang yang kita lihat banyak jenayah-jenayah melibatkan ahli keluarga sendiri antara kalangan adik-beradik, abang, rogo, adik, kes-kes inilah. So sekarang kita nak fokus banyak kepada balik kepada basic isu kekeluargaan, dan kita mahu ibu bapa memainkan peranan, meluangkan masa dulu. Selalunya perkara macam ini berlaku apabila kita ada communication breakdown. Okay? Di mana ahli keluarga tidak bercakap, tak ada orang pantau anak-anak tidak dididik dan dibiarkan untuk membesar sendirilah. Seperti trend yang lain yang kita lihat adalah kekeluargaan itu sama ada bapa tak ada ataupun ibu tunggal, ibu kena cari pekerjaan dan anak-anak dibiarkan. Kerana ibu kena carilah makanan untuk mereka, kan. So sekarang kita untuk kementerian kita lah, kita balik kepada parenting dan isu kekeluargaan.
YB Hana also said that there should be a greater focus on rehabilitation because those involved in the case are youths.
Kes seperti ini, apa yang kita nak lihat adalah bukan sahaja tindakan dilakukan terhadap orang yang melakukan jenayah tersebut, tetapi rehabilitation itu sangat penting, recovery process. Kerana kalau jenayah itu melibatkan kanak-kanak, kanak-kanak yang melakukan jenayah terhadap kanak-kanak yang lain ataupun adik kepada abang dan remaja, mereka masih muda dan masa depan mereka panjang. Kalau kita tak ada counselling dan rehabilitasi, ini akan menjadi beban kepada kerajaan. Okay, so kita nak fokus lebih banyak kepada rehabilitation dan recovery sekarang. Kita kena kaji apa yang berlaku dalam keluarga tersebut melibatkan jenayah seperti ini yang berlaku.
That was Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Hannah Yeo. Ayman, thank you so much for those updates.
You're welcome.
Again, let us know what you think about any of the issues covered today, but particularly local government elections, because that's just one of those things that keeps coming up over and over again. Different members of government say different things as well in terms of whether they're for it or against it. And so we'd like to know what you think. Would you welcome local government elections? Again, that number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.